So death.
What's up, lifers? It's your girl, Renita. That's right, I've hijacked Real Talk. I figure, you know, Crush could use another break, but I got my boy Jeezy with me. But first, you know, before we get into this show, I do want to first thank all the lifers for sticking with us. Yesterday, we had a little technical issues. But again, thank you, lifers, for being patient and supportive. So, Jeezy, how you feeling tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. The weekend's here. It's finally here. It's Friday. I'm ready to go to a couple Halloween parties this weekend, so it's about to be a good one.
Yeah, oh, Halloween. I forgot. That's Monday. I can't wait. Well, like I said, I'm filling in for Crush, so y'all know that means there's no mute buttons for me today. And since I'm filling in, that means I can talk about Destiny's Child, Jersey Shore, the whole show. Just kidding, lifers. I would never do that to y'all. But still stick with me because I still got that split tea for y'all a little later. If you are not on Global 14, first, why aren't you? And second, this is what you're missing. Global 14. Wow, Jeezy, we got ghost again, man.
Man, we cannot cut a break.
We cannot cut a break. Are you really trying to, like, interrupt Renita again? Y'all did that yesterday. You're not going to do it again to me, Blog Talk Radio. I'm getting through this show. Like I said, Global 14, meet and greet, new dates. Don't forget, it kicks off Monday in Chicago. The official dates now are October 31st through November 13th. Don't forget, the dates have been moved. So, lifers, don't miss out. We want to see y'all. So if you see the tricked out 1414 tour bus, that means JD is in your city. So don't forget, check back global14.com for your updates. Also, JD posted a new Living the Life video. It's the 1414 PSA. So please make sure you check that out. That's also on global14.com because he breaks down the 1414 meet and greet, the official 1414 drink. Shout out to Crown Royal Black, the only way to get access to this event and more. It's going down again, launches off in Chicago this Monday, Halloween. Again, JD is doing his Halloween party to launch this off in Chicago, not in Atlanta. Think you have what it takes? Think you're the next Crush, Chocolate Tiger? Think you can do this spilt tea? You may even think you're the best intern ever. Want to be a part of the radio show? Hit up Crush on global14.com at Crush. We're looking to expand and add new segments, so good luck and hit her up. Also, I want to, you know, take this time out really quick to give a speedy recovery to Vincent Herbert. He's the man that discovered Lady Gaga, and he's also Tamar Braxton's hubby. Vincent was having some trouble breathing in New York and went to the ER. The doctors discovered he had a blood clot in his lungs. So he's currently in stable condition, doing good. Tamar's right there by his side. And I'm so glad he's moving, like, into the right direction. But stay tuned a little later because I have some spilt tea on another member of the Braxton clan. So, hey, Jeezy, let's get into these quickies for today. What you got for me?
Well, today in Greenville, South Carolina, a school actually was on ten schools actually were on lockdown. That's right, 10 schools, because a man shot at a police officer that was writing up a ticket because there was a car, he was inspecting a car, actually, and the car had expired plates. The officer appeared to be checking out the tag, was writing up the ticket, and the man opened fire on him. Well, the cop returned fire, but they didn't see any signs that the man had been hit by the bullet, and the man actually ran away into a nearby woods. Then several dozen officers in training ran nearby. Well, excuse me, I'm not sure if they necessarily ran, but I mean they went to help the officer find this man. But last time I checked, they haven't found the man, and schools are finally letting go. The schools actually were not in any danger, but it was all precautionary. So hopefully they catch this guy, because to just open up fire on a cop, that makes no damn sense for no damn reason.
Yeah, this guy must have, like, stolen, like, a car or had something in it to just be, like, shooting at the cops. Like, that's nuts. And then who shoots near schools? Like, crazy stuff like that gets innocent people hurt, and hopefully they catch this guy, because you shooting around kids, you done lost your mind. But actually, speaking of crazy dudes, Crush's favorite guy, Conrad, the defense team in the Michael Jackson trial, finished up with their final witness in the manslaughter case today. Now, Dr. Paul White was on the stand talking about how mixing propofol with other drugs could be very fatal, as we can see. And he even, you know, was on the stand demonstrating, showing, you know, if Conrad really did, you know, use propofol in the drip bag, it would be, you know, remnants of it would be in the bag and during the line, and it's only in part of the line. So he tried to say that the only way Michael could have been injected was via a syringe, which to me, if you ask me, I would say that still points the finger at you, Conrad. So, I don't think so. I mean, Jeezy, don't you think that still, like, points the finger at him?
I mean, it really does, because this, I mean, the doctor should have never even had propofol around Michael Jackson in the first place. And he doesn't have an excuse for whatever happened, and they've caught him lying several times. Like, there's nothing Conrad can do to save his ass, I don't think.
You know what? I'm with you, and I'm so over Conrad. So, Jeezy, please tell me you like baseball. You have to.
Out of every sport, that's probably one of my least favorite, to be honest. I do like the Braves, though.
TC, well, you missed one hell of a game. Game 6 of the World Series was on last night. Hats off to the Cardinals and Rangers for putting on a great home running show. But one home run stole it all. The Cardinals was down, bottom of the ninth, 7-5. And just like that, the 11th inning, the hero of the day, David Freese, hits a home run, and just like that, the Cardinals came back, beat the Rangers 10-9. Now, that's what I call a game. Game 7 is going on right now. I can't wait to hear how this turns out. Like, this is going to be so dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a very intense game. I might actually watch it even, because it's definitely going to be a good one. The series is all tied up. But in other news, an Ohio gym teacher has got locked up for 4 years on 16 counts of sexual assault. Stacy Schuler, who is an Ohio health and gym teacher in high school, has had sexual relations with 5 of her students and even taught them at one point marijuana and alcohol. Now, Schuler tried to defend herself by saying that she is insane. That's her excuse, that she is insane, and that she mixed alcohol with her antidepressants, which caused her to black out and not make conscious decisions. And then she has even had students testify on her behalf, saying that they were willing. It's not her fault. They didn't convince her. But one of the messed up parts is for her to, I mean, she's on antidepressants. That unnecessarily she is insane, but it does indicate one thing. And, I mean, she's even told one student beforehand that if she ever got caught, she was going to plead that she was insane. So she was sentenced to very quickly, 4 years in jail, and she actually has parole up in 6 months, but she will have to register as a sex offender regardless. I think she has a horrible excuse, blaming it on mixing alcohol and depressants, because who made the choice to invite five of her students to an area where she's going to be drinking and mixing it with her medications? How do you feel, Renita?
Yeah, that's, like, crazy. Like, these adults these days come up with the lamest excuses, man. Like, they don't care about kids. They are just focusing on themselves, focusing on their needs and wants. Like, you blaming alcohol and drugs? No, that's all you. And she needs to get more time, if you ask me. But you know what's funny? Because two parents in Jersey just lost custody of their three kids because they named them Adolf Hitler Campbell and Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell. Now, even though there was no signs of abuse, no neglect, the state said, because of the names, they were taken, like, from their parents. Now, the parents are all upset. They're saying this is wrong. They can name their kids whatever they want, which, I mean, But now the parents, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, their kids are in foster care. And the parents got busted in the first place because they went to a store to get their son's cake decorated, and the person behind the counter refused to put Adolf Hitler on the cake. So instead, as soon as the parents left, they reported them. Like, Jeezy, do you think, like, should the parents lost their kids over just names?
You know, it's not really fair because it's just names, but then again, you know, I do feel like they did deserve to have their kids taken away, because how fucked up do you have to be in the first, like, it just shows because they named their kids after horrible people that have inhabited this earth. Like, they can't be too right in the head to want to name their kids that. Like, they name their kids after these horrible people to prove a point that they name their kids whatever the hell they want. And it's not really fair to their kids because their kids are going to have to live with that. I mean, I'm sure after they got taken into foster care, they're going to get hopefully proper names by somebody, because that's just not fair to them to go through with the rest of their life. So, I mean, it's almost not fair that they lost their kids over names, but then they probably can't be too mentally stable, and it's probably better off for the kids in the long run that they did get taken away.
Right, like, you name your daughter middle name Aryan Nation, like, that's her middle name. That's so sad. Well, if you have...
That's not even a name.
Exactly, it's not even a name. Crazy. Well, if you have any comments about our quickies for today, or would you name your kids after some racial stuff, please call in, talk to us, let us know, 760-913-4119. And in celebration of the 1414 meet and greet, I'm going to play one of my favorite so-so deaf artists, the Brad All Show, because I can, and Crush can't do nothing about it. And it's also going to get you pumping excited. So stay locked in. We'll be right back.
Don't want it, hoes out on it, and we see a party around it. Bitch, bitch in the morning, got my nigga back with me. Killer track with me, it's that so damn shizzy, brizzy tag hit me.
I got a nine in my pocket, I'm lying.
Come on,
no more time for confining behind cages. Ran back cocky Caucasians, I'm cocking and aiming, stocking the game and threatening to main remain in unstoppable pain. That shit ain't pain.
Come to Mad Book Sheet Pro, Doug and Fresh Sheet Show. I'm so sheet deaf. Everybody know. By their musical molestation is taking place. Fucking with a saint. We be killing niggas.
Murdering conclusions. I never heard of what's losing. You must be out your mind delusion. Adam, think we gon' do our usual. So, get sick for years. You witnessed it.
And you can bet that never had to sweat that bitch.
Yeah.
tell you, Jeezy, that song just makes me want to, ooh, I love the Brat. Well, you know what, lifers, you know, as I was jamming to the Brat, I was just thinking, you know, these stories are crazy about these parents, and it reminds me of, like, I like to go surfing on the net from time to time, and I love to search, like, WTF News. Now, WTF News is what the hell news and crimes. Like, what are people thinking? Like, really? So, perfect example. Kentucky has this historical bridge that they need to get rid of because they need to build a stronger and more stable one. Well, instead, like any other state would, and because apparently they really, 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 really like this bridge, they're selling it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can buy your very own bridge. They will even like break it down for you, ship it to you for free. You just have to build it back up. Like, Jeezy, I think this might be like the perfect gift for your girlfriend. Like, seriously, you can just give it her a bridge and call it after her or something.
I would never buy my girlfriend something that cheap, Renita. Oh, I mean, out of all the damn things and out of all the states, it kind of doesn't surprise me that they would sell a bridge.
No
disrespect, though, to our Kentucky listeners.
Right, like you can have moonlit walks, Jeezy, like on your own bridge. But since we're in Kentucky, another funny story I was reading, Michael Kaufman and Kelsey Gobmeyer, now that name is already crazy, decided to head over to their local Walmart, you know, to do some local shoplifting. They were free and clear, had all their stolen items. Like, these two Nobel Prize winners were like, oh, high-fiving each other, I bet. One thing, Jeezy, they forgot their kids in the store. Now, you stealing from Walmart, bust out with all your stolen stuff, and you leave your kids in the store? Jeezy, please, please remind me, never, ever, ever, ever go to Kentucky, and definitely not to breed there. Like, sorry, Kentucky listeners, but these two stories did it for me.
Man, crazy shit. But, I mean, what about in Georgia where a suspect in a car break-in case used a phone that was in the, you know, the car was in the, excuse me, let me start over. I just completely butchered that. In Georgia where a suspect broke in a car and used a phone that was in it, and, you know, he took his photo, and the funny part was the phone was linked to the owner's Facebook. Now, Renita, last week we read a story where...
Oh. Jeezy?
I mean, I don't get why somebody would want to take a picture in the first place on somebody's stolen phone.
Right, like, what was, dude, like, you try to send pictures to your girl, like, ooh, I just stole this car, I just stole this phone, like, geez, like, who does that? Like, and then, like, how ironic is that? You take a picture of yourself, and it goes to the person's phone, Facebook, so now all their friends know you a thief. Everybody's out looking for you. Like, yo, if I could give a dumb award, you definitely get the dumbass award for the day. Well, if you know any WTF news or want to have, like, a comment about any of that, we said, give us a call. We want to hear from y'all, 760-913-4119. We'll be right back with our topic for the day here on Real Talk with your girl Renita and your boy Jeezy.
Anyway, I don't smoke, but if I did, I guess it's time to puff, pad, let's go.
Well, I'm feeling like a winner cause I'm free. I ain't gotta walk around as an inmate. And I've been off the scene for a minute, but I'm back in the fact. Yes, I'm great. Couldn't wait for the parole board to go and give me your release date, February 28th. Now I'm home on the phone, 24, trying to capitalize and get my doubts out. I'm about to take advantage of every opportunity I can manage and do more damage than I have ever done. I'm capable of lyrically assassinating a hater. I fascinate him for the hell of it. I make it fun. You don't want to run up on the one that's in the Hummer with a 100 motherfuckers, all Louisville sluggers. Ain't there one of us no suckers, though. Ain't there one of us no busters. All hustlers. Yeah, I gotta get it, cause I gotta get it. While it getting good, the engine that could. Came from the bottom with nothing about the hood. I ain't finna let them stop it, I wish I would. Even though I'm labeled a criminal, I'm a better individual. Look at me now, feet on the ground, people around support it. Surround myself with the most important. I'm fortunate, I'm scorching it. And for the record, ain't nobody better. I'm hotter than ever, and I'm fortunate. Ecstatic to be recording it. Hypothetically a fanatic when I'm at it. Me and the mic married, like Nick and Mariah Carey. Steadily stay ready, heavily going steady. Happily ever after, begin a new chapter. Back at it. It's a beat to the R-A-T. Look at me.
Look at me now. Look at me now. I say getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than the mother.
There you go.
Welcome back, lifers. Again, this is your Renita holding it down for Crush today. While she, you know, probably getting ready for the meet and greet 1414. Wish I could be. I know you packing. Don't forget that little cute little dress you got there, Crush. We can't wait to meet all of you. Like, definitely come out. Just remember, this is the first social networking meet and greet. Jermaine is doing this for all of us, so definitely show your support and love, especially all the single ones. But, anywho, okay, so now let's get into this topic for the day. Should the U.S. legalize marijuana? Now, I don't know, like, this plane going over me right now probably got some weed smokers up on there. I wonder if they have any comments, but why, to me, is this even a question? Like, we have tobacco, legal, alcohol, legal. What is the big deal about marijuana? I just find this funny, because the plant wasn't even considered like a recreational drug until the early 90s anyway in the U.S., plus we in debt, so people need to relax. It's stress and all kind of stuff. Like, Jeezy, do you think this is a big deal? Like, you think the federal government is making this to be a bigger issue than it really is?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. If there's one thing, I think it is so dumb they don't legalize this, because, like you said, tobacco and alcohol is legal. How many accidents and deaths do you think happen with the use of tobacco and alcohol? Well, maybe not accidents with tobacco, but definitely deaths, and accidents and deaths both for alcohol. I guarantee you the number is probably over tripled, doubled, quadrupled, whatever the marijuana use is. Last time I heard of somebody dying from smoking pot, you know what? Never have. So, I mean, I think it's ridiculous, and it could help bring us out of debt, definitely. I know California, they definitely could make some serious money over there. And I think it's dumb, because it also, why are we paying for all these potheads to go to jail? Like, it's not even that serious of a crime. You know what I mean? So I think they definitely do make it a huge deal. There's a lot worse things that I think the law needs to be enforcing rather than trying to find potheads.
Definitely. Like, and it's funny that you mentioned California, because, you know, marijuana is the perfect reason that the federal government should at least consider it. I mean, look at Cali. The people are here fighting for Prop 19 to get passed. And if you're not familiar with Proposition 19, it's to regulate and control cannabis. I mean, it was on the bill 2010 in California, and it totally got shot down. And if the bill was passed, then, excuse me, if the proposition was passed, then, like, they could legalize various marijuana-related activities in California. They could allow the local government to regulate the activity, permitting local governments to impose and collect marijuana fees and taxes, and authorize, like, various criminal and civil penalties. Now, you know, I don't know, 'cause I'm confused, because Prop 19 – couldn't get past in 2010, but anyone with an illness can go right now to Venice Beach or anywhere now these days in Cali, get a marijuana card, and go to a dispensary and purchase a small amount of marijuana. So if we can do that, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely ridiculous. I mean, it's definitely made out to be a bigger deal than what it is, and there are a lot of benefits with it. Like, it really does. I read an article once, and it said it was a study done, I don't know by who exactly, but it said that it reduces your chance of getting brain and throat cancer, and it definitely relieves stress. So, I mean, I don't know why, and it's even... it's like a top scheduled drug. It's like a Schedule 1 or A drug. I don't know how the classification goes exactly. And they have it scheduled worse than, like, cocaine and stuff, which I think that is a joke. But, you know, so far the states that medical marijuana are legal in is Alaska, California, Colorado, the District of Columbia, Delaware, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. And I remember it was either last year or the year before, they even tried to pass something here in Indiana, but it definitely got shot down.
Mm-mm. Indiana shot it down?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. It was, they had a proposition for it like California did, and it definitely did not get voted for.
Wow.
But
wait. Oh no, I'm sorry.
Or
let me know. No.
An amount that one person is allowed to have or grow themselves is 1 24-ounce, or one person can have up to 24 ounces, and one person can have up to 24 plants, is if I understand that correctly.
Oh, so 1 to 24 ounces or 1 to 24 plants. Okay, so basically you could have your own shop. It sounds like. Right?
Yeah,
your
that's the way it sounds like.
Right, that's, shoot. Mm. I know that makes some weed smokers happy. Well, it's funny because I also saw, like, in a recent poll on CNN that they were saying non-white were less likely to support legalizing marijuana than whites, even though, as the Human Rights Watch has reported in the past, that blacks will more likely be arrested for drug possession than whites. Now, I can kind of see that being true because, you know, the church folks in the community, I don't see them letting something like this pass at all. Like, I heard on the news after Prop 19 didn't get passed, that it was due to the Latin and black church communities that fought so hard against it that it just didn't have enough votes to get through. Like, I wonder if it was another state, how the outcome would be. Like, you know, it was shot down in Indiana, but I wonder if somewhere else, you know, Jeezy, they would let it pass.
You know, I think that would also be very interesting to see. And, you know, like statistics, one statistic that I saw one time on a documentary is on National Geographic or History Channel. They said that the biggest increase of smokers was the baby boomers, actually, which I thought that was surprising.
Really? Really? That is surprising. The baby boomers. Well, you know what's funny? Because currently nationwide polls I've been seeing has legalizing marijuana up 41%. Now, that's a huge jump. I think everyone, again, is just stressed out right now. And you even probably got, like, grandma and grandpa's starting to puff pass. Like, everybody's just stressed out. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to smoke weed, like, to, you know, just to chill or whatever. But I don't know. I think I'm crazy enough. Weed may totally take me to the left. I'm going to actually go and get my favorite cup of tea because it's time for that spilt tea. So stay locked in. This is Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Come here, let me motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. My hand, you speaking in another language, not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation? Got some sensational to sit on your plate. I got a pop brawl, drop draws. I took it all on. So once I'm butt Lake Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. We're just cocking this hug in me. Telling me he's feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right. He wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. Hustle the night to the early. I'm a rider like I'm a neck and tucking dirty. Hope you're ready to work.
Like JD said, y'all know what this is. It is the spilled tea for today. Now, really quick, just in, Skateboard P, also known as Pharrell, has come out and said that he is going to start a new women's division for Billionaire Boys Club. And guess what? I bet you guys won't guess the name, or maybe you will. Oh, it's Billionaires Girls Club. So, ladies, you can look out for that to be launched spring of 2013. And I think it's going to be hot. The boys' line's dope, so I have no doubt the girls' line won't be just as dope. Is Breezy going to be acting again soon? His acting movie stuff is just stacking up. First off, the documentary Planet B-Boy that follows the B-Boy culture all around the world and covers the biggest B-Boy event in the world has gotten the green light to become a feature film. But a member in the production crew told me that big names are supposed to be cast in it, and it's going to be more of a storyline based than the documentary. So Chris Brown is supposed to be one of the main characters. Now, it kind of sounds like because they're going to make it a storyline that this could be You Got Served. So good luck with that, Chris. And he has a second film coming out next year, which has been a buzz in the industry all this year, called Phenom. And congratulations, he landed the lead role in that opposite Megan Good. And that sounds like it's going to be a good movie. So good luck, Chris, and congrats on both roles. Now, like I said earlier, there's another update about another Braxton family member, Tony, just released Vincent as her management. Now, apparently like a few weeks ago, she decided to go in a new direction. I haven't gotten all the tea on this yet, but trust your girl will. But she is going to Bingham Garnett Management and Production, Inc. I also heard that she has a new PR company as well, which is the Chamber Group. So it sounds like to me Tony's about to make some moves to come out with another project. And maybe she wants to, you know, have Vincent have time to push Tamar's career. And Tony is not playing. She is on her own. Nicole, Miss Pussycat Dolls herself, and Drake were spotted having dinner. They tried to pull the old okie doke separate. We're going to leave separately. That did not work at all, boo. We called both of y'all on tape. Paparazzi was on it. Plus, an insider over at X Factor is saying that the two have been talking way longer than people think. Now, Nicole, let me ask you something. Was this before you and your ex of 4 years broke up, or were you loosening up Drake's buttons before? Sorry, girl, I couldn't resist using that little Pussycat Doll reference there. Also, Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves went out to dinner recently, so there's huge speculation that they may be dating. All I have to say, ladies, is that the holiday season is perfect and right around the corner, so y'all trying to boo up and get them nice gifts, I don't blame you. And finally, the sweet tea for today, which well-known black movie actress is about to get her own ABC TV series. Now, what's interesting about this story is that this actress really, really wanted to be a big movie star, and she has done some really good, you know, movies, but the calls are just not coming in like they used to, so she finally signed a deal and is going to be getting her own ABC TV series. Now, Jeezy, who do you think that it might be?
Man, I honestly can't even begin to think who it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about it ever since the format came out, but I really can't. I don't know.
Yep, and you know me, your girl, I can't really tell everybody. But, again, like, lifers, you guys know, hit us up. Like, give us a call, 760. You know the number. Give us a call. Like, come on. Y'all have to be getting my sweet teas. Where's CT at? CT, I know you probably know who it is, but I don't know. Ash guesses Dionne Warwick for everybody. But, again, give us a call. The full number, 760-913-4119. If you don't have it, now you do. Give us a call today or give us a call on Monday with your guests. Well, I think that's a wrap for me today. Whew, I made it, guys. Thank you, lifers, for hanging out with me tonight. Thanks, Jeezy, like, for having my back. You are always a great co-host, and thank you so much for doing the show with me. Crush will be back on Monday, so don't worry about that. You get your girl back. Don't go anywhere because my other favorite show, of course, besides this one, is Sex Talk with my girl, Chocolate Tiger, and her new co-host, The Vet. Please don't go nowhere. They have a great show. Chocolate Tiger got some really, really good giveaways, y'all. She has a really nice one from Two in the Shirts, so stay locked in. Can't wait to hear that show. I may try to call in myself, Chocolate Tiger, and snag that shirt myself. I want to thank JD for everything. Thank you so much for giving us this platform and a chance to bring the lifers all the updates for Global 14, all the current news, and all your celeb gossip. Again, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. We can't wait to see you again on the 14-14 tour. Launches Monday, 14 days straight, 14 cities, 14 dates. Again, we're all going to be at one of the cities, maybe a few of the cities. So come, we would love to talk to you. Love to meet you. Get your feedback on the show. Also, you can find all of us on global14.com. Also, follow us all on Twitter, global14 and at G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is your girl Renita holding it down for Crush and your boy Jeezy. This is Global 14 Radio, Real Talk, LTL for life. Good night.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com.
Welcome to the party.
Can't get with my crew, my nigga, this is too much swag. Swag, anything you can do, I can do better. Got the game in the bag. Do I like to brag? Hell yeah, I do. Are the girls who be bad? Hell yeah, they is. To them niggas over there, me mugging, I just laugh, cause they know they can't fuck with this. You can't get with my crew, my nigga, this is too much swag. Swag, anything you can do, I can do better. Got the game in the bag. Do I like to brag? Hell yeah, I do. Are the girls who be bad? Hell yeah, they is. To them niggas over there, me mugging, I just laugh, cause they know they
Yeah. They call me Mr. Too Much Swag. Can't believe 30,000 up in my Louis backpack. Yeah. And all the hoes feel them. Yeah. Elevators in the crib with the butlers and main chandeliers in the ceiling. The million might mean a lot to y'all. That ain't shit. Yeah. To me, I turn around and re-up like the clips. Yeah. And y'all ain't doing shit. Yeah. I'm cutting in the Bugatti and Maserati. Nigga, I'm a fool with the whip.
What you with?
I'm jet lag. What? Check my swag. What? Red carpet when I pull up to my aircraft. Nothing. You niggas ain't got nothing on me. Mirror on the wall. Who cool? Fresher than we. Now usually it's the black car. Yeah. When I hit the mall. What? Fuck haters, middle fingers out to all y'all. Yeah. 365. 24/7, I'm a ball, motherfucker, I'm a ball, JD.
You can't get with my crew, my nigga, this is too much swag. Swag, anything you can do, I can do better. Got the game in the bag. Do I like to brag? Hell yeah, I do. Are the girls who be bad? Hell yeah, they is. To them niggas over there, me mugging, I just laugh, cause they know they can't fuck with this. You can't get with my crew, my nigga, this is too much swag. Swag, anything you can do, I can do better. Got the game in the bag.
Even when the sun don't shine.
me motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. My hand, you speaking in another language. Not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation. Got some sensational to sit on your plate. I got a pop brawl, drop draws. I took it all on. So once I butt Lake Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. We're just cocking this hug in me. Telling me he's feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right. He wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. Hustle the night to the early. I'm a rider like I'm a neck and tucking dirty. Hope you ready to work me. Come here, let me motivate you to the point you can't enunciate my name. My hand, you speaking in another language. Not even a foreigner could interpret it. Since you've been patient, we ain't gotta hesitate. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Wanna show my appreciation. Got some sensational to sit on your plate. I got a pop brawl, drop draws. I took it all on. So once I bust Lake Michigan, I can crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. We're just cocking this hug in me. Telling me, feeling like he's finna fall in love with me. Telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right. He wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame. Hustle the night to the early. I'm a rider like I'm a neck and tucking dirty. Hope you ready to work me.
Anyway, I don't smoke, but if I did, I guess it's time to puff, pad, let's go.
Well, I'm feeling like a winner cause I'm free, I ain't gotta walk around as an inmate. Yeah. And I've been off the scene for a minute, but I'm back in the back, and the fact is I'm great. Couldn't wait for the parole board to go and give me your release date, February 28th. Now I'm home on the phone, 24, trying to capitalize and get my doubts out. I'm about to take advantage of every opportunity I can manage and do more damage than I have ever done. I'm capable of lyrically assassinating a hater, I fascinate him for the hell of it, I make it fun. You don't wanna run up on the one that's in the Hummer with a 100 motherfuckers, all Louisville sluggers. Ain't there one of us no fuckers, ain't there one of us no busters, all hustlers. Yeah, I gotta get it cause I gotta get it, why they getting good, the engine that could. Came from the bottom with nothing about the hood. I ain't finna let them stop it, I wish I would. Even though I'm labeled a criminal, I'm a better individual. Look at me now, feet on the ground, people around support it. Surround myself with the most important. I'm fortunate, I'm fortunate. And for the record, ain't nobody better. I'm hotter than ever and I'm fortunate. Ecstatic to be recording it. Hypothetically a fanatic when I'm at it. Me and the mic married, like Nick and Mariah Carey. Steadily stay ready, heavily going steady. Happily ever after, begin a new chapter. Back at it, it's a beat to the R-A-T. Look at me.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Stay getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than the mother.
There you go.
Nigga don't want it. Hoes out on it. And we see a party around it. In the morning. Got my nigga back with me. Chill out, track with me. It's that so, so damn shizzy, brizzy tag. Hit me.
I got a nine in my pocket. I'm lying. Confining behind cages, ran back cocky Caucasians. I'm cocking and aiming, stocking the game and threatened to may remain an unstoppable pain. That shit ain't pain.
Come to Mad Book Sheet Pro, Doug is fresh sheet show. I'm so so sheet deaf. Everybody know how about that musical molestation is taking place. Fucking with a saint, saint, we be killing niggas.
Murderous conclusions, I never heard of a losing. You must be out your mind, delusion. Adam, we ain't gonna do our usual. I so so get sick for years. You
crawl on. I got a lot of thug in me. It's cockiness. Now I got a lot of thug in me. boy just cocking this, hugging me, telling me he's feeling like he's finna fall in love with me, telling me that I'm the one and everything's so right, he wants to be stuck with me. My occupation is to motivate him and cultivate his mind frame to my time frame, hustle the night to the early, I'm a rider like I'm a neck and tucking dirty, hope you ready to work me.
When I give you these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my shit, man. Ho, ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl, girl, it's your birthday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have now tuned in to another edition of Sex Talk, where I'm your host, Chocolate Tiger, where I cover everything from sex, love, and relationships, where we get down and dirty in here, y'all. You know what we do. Well, I want to apologize on last Friday because, you know, we had some difficulties with Blog Talk where the show was cut short. We will be doing the interview with Big Vic again in the near future, so just stay tuned to that. And also on last week, we welcomed our new host, and we're going to welcome him again tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's up, the vet?
What's going on?
Say hello to the lifers.
What's going on, lifers, G-Force, and what's going on, everybody in the chat room? We've got all people who called in. What's going on, CT? How was your week?
Oh, so far so good. I'm ready to hit this bash tonight. JD is DJing in Birmingham, Alabama. So, all right, if you're there in Birmingham, Alabama tonight, tune in to the Miranda Club. He will be there DJing. Free drinks. Crown Royal is sponsoring it. And I'm just ready to just get my groove on. So, hey, like I said, it's Magic City Classic time. Alabama State University, that's me, Marching Hornets, let's go. We will be beating the Bulldogs on tomorrow of A&M. So, hey, get out, have fun tonight. Okay, lifers, make sure you show the vet some love, you know. Now, really, today is his first day on the job. So, make sure you hit him up. And this is your first day, Bruce. Is it not?
Yep.
So we got to show you some love. Yes, so show him some love on Global 14 and hit him up and let him know how he did. I also want to mention that guess what? I still have the number one group on Global14.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sex Talk, we have now over 3,500 members. And again, by the end of the year, I'm still pushing for that 5,000.
I think the last time I checked, I'm almost up at 3,600. But about a 14-14 and me networking and going these different spots, oh, I will make that 5,000. We'll get there. So let's go. And don't forget that 14-14 tour. Guess what? It's happening on next Monday. Don't miss out. Wear your costume. JD is having that Halloween party in Chicago. So make sure you show up and show out, okay? And we will be at a city near you soon, me and the Vet. So look out for us in the G14 radio crew. Also, be sure when you tweet or comment anywhere on the site, again, put that 14-14 behind it to make people think, like, what the hell's going on? What's 14-14? Ask questions. You invite them. The more, the merrier. Also, this is Random Giveaway Friday, where I will be giving just prizes all night, y'all, all night. I got makeup for last week, so you know I will be giving out a lot of prizes. I got T-shirts tonight from the Tips. Oh, my goodness. I tried to call in for myself, and I'm the one doing the contest. Is that not the craziest thing you ever heard? Anyways, and make sure you don't forget, B Cox is having a contest for Sex Talks. Yes, the one and only Sexual Chocolate, Brian Michael Cox, will be posting pictures of the sexiest in his book. So don't be getting upset if you send him a picture and your picture don't be posted. That's in his book. Whatever he thinks is sexy. It's like the Jet Beauty of the Week. Everybody don't get picked. But this is the G14 Beauty of the Week contest for his random hotness. So if you would like to enter this contest, send your picks to G14RandomHotness@email.com. But you got to be a member of Sex Talk, y'all, in order to win any of these prizes or participate. So don't be calling me and telling me something. I ain't even on G14. Girl, you won't get that T-shirt. You won't get my Sex Talk of the Week. And remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, ladies, don't forget to check your tatas, some titties, or whatever you want to call them. Okay. Bet, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to get into the topic. Let's go. We're getting into the topic of today. But before I get started, y'all know how I read shit and just be in Cosmo and all that other stuff. Well, again, since last week, the topic was, does waiting to have sex lead to stronger relationships? And, you know, we had the little incident that happened. Tonight, we want to know the same thing. Does waiting to have sex lead to a stronger relationship? Well, studies show that holding off on having sex with the guy might improve the quality of your relationship, you know, even if you should have one with the guy and, you know, okay for not having sex for the sake of your relationship. But they saying people that abstain from, you know, knocking the boots weeds out the folks who are just looking to bring out that beast in the two backs from their dating pool and find people in actual relationships. Well, they say, according to the data from a survey in the mid-90s, people who waited until they were serious dating or engaged or married or slapping the skin, they had a relationship satisfaction rate of 4.2 out of 5. Those who couldn't wait to bump those uglies, you know, those kumakarachis and those big bean poles, good God, good grief. Why don't you know how them old folks be saying that stuff, the bean poles and bumping ugly? Well, they reported a satisfaction rating of 3.8. So I guess you don't bump the ugliest, your relationship's supposed to survive. It's supposed to make it stronger. So what do you think? Does holding on the horizontal mamba make relationships better? We would agree, but apparently waiting for the fourth cocktail doesn't count. So we don't know. So I guess I'll have that fourth cocktail and find out. So, Bruce, how do you feel about this bumping uglies before the relationship?
Yeah, you can wait as long as you keep your relationship active. Like, if you are not, if you don't want to be intimate at the first, if you're not trying to hit it at the first time, go out, go to the movies, You know what I'm saying? Find different creative things to do with your mate other than sex that is enjoyable and fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And be patient. And then just, you know, mentally build your relationship. And, you know, you'll be mentally stimulated. And then it'll be more funner to be physically stimulated by the mentally things you do. And you can grow from that. So I would, there's nothing wrong with waiting.
Right. There's nothing wrong with waiting. Right, because like you said, you can. There's other things. You can go to the park, you know, find other things in your time, like sex their mind mentally first instead of just jumping into sex. Because once you jump in that sex, like you said, you might regret it in the end, be like, oh, this is not really what I expected. And then all of a sudden, y'all not even together the next 2 days if you're calling it a relationship. And then, hey, you done gave away your most gifted thing in the world, your precious jewel, ladies. Keep it on lockdown. Clink, clink. You can hold off. CT held off for a minute. But then my chains, they just broke all of a sudden. I don't know if he had a magic potion or what, Bruce. He threw it on me, and it just all the chains and everything just came out. The tiger came out. Yeah, he threw some kind of potion on me. They know how to bring the tiger out, and that's not a good thing. If you know how to bring the tiger out and throw that potion on me, it's, I tried, Bruce. That's all I'm trying to say. Hell, I tried.
Yeah, and for the men out there, like, 9 times out of 10, like, women are attracted to men who wait because they don't, 9 times out of 10, you know, if you're a man and you don't expect it to happen, 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen when you least expect it. So if you a male, you want to rush it, they're expecting that. But they're not expecting you to be courteous and wait, and that's like kind of a turn on for a female. So it can work to your advantage by just being patient.
That's true. You seem like you is a veteran at this. You really are a counselor with this. I'm going to have to call you outside of the job and tell you all my problems. Maybe you can help CT.
Right.
Well, call in, y'all, and let us know how you feel about today's topic. Call 760-913-4119, and we'll be right back after this quick break with today's other hot topic.
Nigga don't want it, hoes out on it, and we see a party around the beach. In the morning, got my nigga back with me. Chill out, track with me. It's that so damn shitty, brizzy tag. Hit me.
I got a 9 in my pocket. I'm lying.
Come on.
No more time for confinement behind cages. Ran by cocky Caucasians. I'm cocking and aiming. Stocking the game and threatening to remain in unstoppable pain. That shit ain't pain.
I'm the mad book sheet pro. Doug is fresh sheet show. I'm so sheet deaf. Everybody know. How about that musical molestation that's taking place? Fucking with a saint, we be killing niggas.
Murderer conclusions, I never heard of what's losing. You must be out your mind, delusion. I don't think we gon' do, I use your ass. So, get sick for years, you witnessed it.
And you can bet that never had to sweat that bitch.
Welcome back. I see Renita had a damn ghost on her show, but not tonight. I know it's Halloween and everything, and I know it's not Friday the 13th, but their radio is not going to play. Not tonight, and it will not mess up tonight. Okay, welcome back. If you're just tuned in, you're chilling with Chocolate Tiger in the Bed, and we was getting into today's hot topic. When should you go back for a do-over? You know what I'm talking about. The kind of things that happen when you just so happen to see, you know, some old emails, because I've done it before, too. And you're going through your cell phone, and you're like, golly, I ain't heard from him in a long time. And you just recall a face, go to reminiscing, and then you start asking yourself questions like, did I do the wrong thing when I told him to move his ass back to New York City? Say, why did I dump him? But always remember why you left in the first place. I don't go back for no do-over. I think I've told you this before. My car don't go in reverse at all. Even though it does have a reverse, mine don't go in reverse, meaning that I don't go back. I go forward. I move forward. You know what I mean? You done kicked it with me once. It didn't work. We ain't going to do no do-overs. I don't do that. No. I've done that, like I said, 3 times. And guess what? I got burned each time. Like they say, if that dog bites you once, it's that damn dog fault. But if he bites you again, guess who fault it is? Your ass. So, I'm just telling you, you do what you want to do. But sometimes, you know, you go to thinking, well, maybe sometimes it works. I'm going to just say sometimes it works. I've seen relationships where they go back 10 years from now, and then all of a sudden they're the perfect couple, married. Everybody has to mature and grow up. I understand that. But everybody, I think, has done this before. But they always forget why they, and they always just go. And all of a sudden, once they're back in a relationship, they say, oh, that's why I left the first time. I'm not going to leave again. So what I'm trying to do is the first to remind yourself of why you gave this person the walking papers in the first place. Okay. This is a problem, like I said, for me. I don't go back and do things over. But, Bruce, have you ever went back for a do-over and then you regretted
it? I think when you break up with a person, it's over. You just move on to the next one. Life goes on, and, you know, you got to, at least you learn something from that person that you want or don't want from the next person you're with. So, I mean, I wouldn't go back because, you know what to expect. You just kind of, like, try to move on to something bigger and better. Hello?
Right. I think everybody, Bruce, is you okay with it? Is you on that cream? Is you drinking that Crown Royal, your 14 drink already?
Not yet.
Yes, but I really do believe that, like you say, every relationship is a learning experience. You know, you're always supposed to take something from each relationship if it don't work. You know, supposed to take it and you grow from it. Now, you're not supposed to take it and then get worse at it and still date the same thing over and over. I think Jamie Foxx got a song out that says, I keep falling for your type, same thing over and over. It's just like history replaying itself. You got to get up out of that. You know what I'm saying? Just move on. I know sometimes it's hard. It is, because it was hard for me. That's why I went back some damn 3 times, because every time it was a different promise. Oh, CT, I promise I'm going to do better. Oh, CT, I'm more mature. And then I went back, same thing. So I've learned from it. That's why I'm single today. I ain't got time for no BS from nobody. You either with me until the wheels fall off, or you can just go on back and sit on the damn porch. That's how I look at it. And I know some of y'all have been in the same situation. So call in and let me know if you've ever been in this situation, been back and forth with an ex-lover and you don't know which way to go, and right now you're stuck in that situation right now. And you want to leave, but you're like, damn, this might be my 5th time leaving and coming back. Call in and let me in a bit know. 760-913-4119. Okay. Well, I was going to take a break, but hey, it's my show. I'm not going to take no break. I'm just going to go ahead and get into what? Guess what? You already know. I'm going to get into my first giveaway of the week. So, the question of the night for the giveaway of the nutty from last week, because we didn't get to give it away last week. The nubby was a cock ring that vibrates, and it's supposed to hit the girl's clit, her kuma karachi, and get it all wet and sensitive and stuff, and the guy put it around like a rubber band. Huh. That nubby is something to work with, and it's got the little nubs around it. So call in for this nubby, and the question is, what is the first city? And y'all should know this, the 1414 tour will be held. Now, it's just Monday, y'all. If y'all can go look at the calendar and go to goover14.com and find out the answer and call me and let me know your answer so you can win this nutty from last week. That sex toy You know y'all want to add a little spice in your bedroom? Call in for that nugget. Bruce?
Yeah, call in for the nugget. So the sex talk, men and women of the week are Tanisha and Original Stealth. Congratulations, Tanisha and Original Stealth.
All right, so they are the sex talk winners of the week. You mean to tell me Tanisha is the baddest chick of the week? Oh, I know you're out there shouting somewhere, girl.
I mean, and
Original Steph is the hottest of the week.
Crazy.
Oh, my. You know what that means, Bruce. It's going to go to his damn head. I can see it now. He's probably already on Global 14 talking about I'm the king, you know, just because he posted one or two pictures. So if you want to be the hottest chick or the hottest guy of sex talk group, make sure you post the picture. It don't have to be all sexy. You can be in your damn prom outfit from 1991. It doesn't matter. As long as it's sexy and somebody's going to vote for it. Now, if you got one of them old prom outfits and them long dresses, I don't think you're going to get too many votes, girl. And I sure don't think you're going to get too many votes, guys. So make sure that it is the best thing popping, that your picture just pops, okay? So congrats to both of y'all, Original Steph, and what was her name, Tanisha?
Tanisha.
All right then. Okay, Tanisha. So call in, y'all. Let us know. The question of, like I said, the win the nubby is what is the first city that the 1414 tour is going to on Monday? Call in to win that sex toy, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Anyway, I don't smoke, but if I did, I guess it's time to puff, pad, let's go.
Well, I'm feeling like a winner cause I'm free, I ain't gotta walk around as an inmate. And I've been off the scene for a minute, but I'm back in the back, in the back. Yes, I'm great. Couldn't wait for the parole board to go and give me your release date, February 28th. Now I'm home on the phone, 24, trying to capitalize and get my doubts out, out. I'm about to take advantage of every opportunity I can manage and do more damage than I have ever done. I'm capable of lyrically assassinating a hater, I fascinate him for the hell of it, I make it fun. You don't wanna run up on the one that's in the Hummer with 100 more cuffers, all Louisville suckers. Ain't there one of us no suckers, ain't there one of us no busters, all hustlers. Yeah, I gotta get it cause I gotta get it, why they getting good, the engine that could, came from the bottom with nothing about the hood, I ain't finna learn to stop it, I wish I would, even though I'm labeled a criminal, I'm a better individual, look at me now, feet on the ground, people around support it, surround myself with the most important, I'm fortunate, I'm scorching it, and for the record, ain't nobody better, I'm hotter than ever, and I'm fortunate, ecstatic to be recording it, hypothetically a fanatic when I'm at it, me and the mic married, like Nick and Mariah Carey, steadily stay ready, heavily going steady, happily ever after, begin a new chapter, back at it, it's a B to the R-A-T, look at me.
Look at me now, look at me now,
oh.
They getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than the mug.
There you go.
What's going on? This is your girl, Renita. I'm filling in really quick for CT. I mean, I think she might have went and used that giveaway. Y'all better call in 760-913-4119 because, CT just broke, yo. What's going on, Bruce?
What's going on? What's up with you, man?
What's going on? Yeah, I'm just, you know.
I am back. I am back.
Everywhere.
I am back. What the hell? Every time I get to my favorite part of the damn show, I got booted. Do we
you did, and I
that don't want to. Wow.
We must.
Why y'all treat
I was just
CT
telling,
like this?
But I was just telling Bruce. I was like, I think CT went and used the toy because. You know, CT was like, okay, y'all didn't call, but time this song was done. Okay, I'm just going to use it myself. So I figured you bounced. I was like, okay, Bruce, me and you doing the show now.
Hey, you know, if y'all hear something in the background going, then you know CT is your boy. Then that's when you go to a commercial break, or Bruce, you just sign in, damn. But no, somebody done booted me out. Bernita, I know Crush ain't here, but did you just try to put me on mute or you kick me out? I'm going to have to tell Crush about this. I'm going to have to tell
him, girl. See, I would never mute you, because how many times Crush mutes me, I would never return that favor.
Mm-mm. Well, Renita, well, since you're on the line, guess what? You're gonna give away that. You're gonna give away that T-shirt. You go ahead and tell them about it, since everybody wants
all
to
right.
kick me out.
Oh, but you know what? It's only one chocolate tiger, so they can never kick you out. This is yours.
That's right.
Nay, you the original OG. You
I
ain't
am
going
the original.
Nowhere, girl.
Tell them, girl, they better Google me. It's on all my calls, Chocolate Tiger 1, Chocolate Tiger 2, even the original Chocolate Tiger. You'll see me at the 1414. Make sure you holler. Blow your horn. Go ahead, Renita.
I love it. So, lifers, we got this great giveaway on Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger and the Vet. They are giving away a free, once I say free, T-shirt from Two in a Shirt, also known as the Tits brand. We're going to do caller number three. Caller number uno, dos, tres. You know, number three, all languages, just three. Give us a call. We are going to give it away. And if you haven't heard about this shirt, then you are definitely not on Global14.com, because JD talked about the Tits brand and Two in a Shirt in the blog. So, and he highly, like, recommends the shirt. He loved the shirt. So we reached out to the people, and now we're giving you lifers a chance to win one. So Chocolate Tiger, they need to start calling, or I'm going to take this shirt.
And what you say it was, F-R-E, that spells free, credit report card, however that go. You know, I wanted to say that, R-E, what is it? Oh, God, am I spelling free, but? What is wrong with me and this cream tonight? And I'm talking about you.
It
is wrong.
F-R-E-E.
Free. That's spelled free. So call in, and get that T-shirt, that titty shirt. I bet it's nice, too. I always wanted one. But the moment we've been waiting for, the sex toy of the week. And guess who it goes to? It's for the fellas. It goes to the Sasha Pocket Pussy. The Sasha Pocket Pussy. I want you to feel every inch of my tight, wet pussy, milking your cock dry. This 5-inch stroker was molded directly from my sweet clit, and it is perfect replica right down to my little pink pussy lips and clit. The closed and gentle sucks as you stroke and holds every drop of your heavy load. Sasha Pocket Pussy is made of that realistic skin, 5 inches long, 2.5 wide pocket pussy. It gives a creamy to the hottest guy there is in the world. This ultra scroker is molded from the folds of Sasha herself. So you know it's not CT stuff, okay? It's some girl named Sasha. That's why it's called Sasha Pussy Pocket, okay? But you'll see every contour of display of this pocket pussy, fellas. I mean, you can even flick the clit with your fingers and everything. So guess what? Call in if you want this pocket pussy, because the way they make it sound like it's just the best thing in the world. And if you're tuning in and you have a personal story you'd like to share about the pocket pussy, those of you who already purchased this toy, you know how y'all do, call in and let CT and the Vet know, 760-913-4119, because I want to hear from you. Also, like I said, this toy will be given away on next Friday to a lucky listener, the pocket pussy. Bruce, do you know anything about this pocket pussy?
Yeah, I know, like, in Iraq, a lot of people had them in Iraq when, you know, when people are working their wives for a while, they give it to them and they, you know, handle their business out there, so they don't act, so they won't be missing nothing when they coming home, so they can have their motion in the ocean when they come home, so they won't lose their stroke. So the pocket pussy is a very beneficial tool for the males.
Oh, really? So is it like that fleshlight thingy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like a fleshlight. Yeah, it's like a fleshlight, except it's much smaller. You know, it don't have no handle. No, my fleshlight has a handle to it, so, you know, I could just, you know, do my thing, whatever. You know, pocket pussy, you can lay it down, you know.
What?
No.
Wait a minute. You saying the fleshlight is like a light.
Okay, it's like a fleshlight, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, so you can hold it. Like, it has a, it's like a fleshlight. It's like a real flashlight, but it's not a flashlight. So it has a handle.
And a pocket, okay. And a pocket pussy, handheld, like just something you can just stroke you. Wow.
Yeah.
See, y'all got great toys. My little toy don't do too much. I just got Mr. Marcus mold, and, you know, it got the balls hanging and stuff, and it vibrates, and, you know, just trust me, girls, y'all need to get Mr. Marcus. Go to the site. He got all kind of sex toys. But tonight, like I said, we're giving away that pocket pussy on next Friday. So make sure y'all tune in for it. Okay? And we're still taking calls. We're looking for women. Also, that tit shirt. So call in if you want that shirt. Who don't want a free T-shirt? And it is beautiful. So if you have any personal stories you'd like to share about about the sex toy, call in and let us know. The vet, no, too. 760-913-4119. And it's time for just a quick commercial break. And I'll be right back. Welcome back. CT and Bet. Guess what? It's now time for our Friday Freaky Facts of the Night. It's the sweet puss fact. You know what that is. And guess what it's called? Gas. That's what I said. Yeah, Bruce, I know you're laughing. Gas. Okay. Are you turned on? Gas. Are you turned on by the smell of gas? I ain't talking about a fart. I ain't talking about that type of gas, y'all. I'm talking about gasoline. God should forget the aquadero, giro, whatever they call that stuff they be sprinkling on them, and try some sloppy filling their tanks instead. So when you're at the gas pump, get a little on your hand. A new survey suggests that women get turned on by the smell of gasoline, paint, printer ink, and leather on a man. Apparently, because it's called to mind romantic moments. It's something about chemistry in your brain that sends off this spark that gets your kumakarachi and your dick aroused. TV relationship expert Simone Bentley told the Daily Express some weird and wonderful smells can transport us back to a happy memory. This, in turn, makes us feel more relaxed and drawn to someone. Because there's nothing hotter than a man changing a doggone computer cartridge. Woo, with the shirt off. But meanwhile, men like their women smelling like lipstick, they say, and baby lotion, and roasted meat. Fruits, roasted meat, which is handy because, you know, considering people, yes, considering women wear lipstick, they like the smell of lipstick, baby lotion, and roasted meat. So if you need us to be, like, smearing that Yankee pot roast on ourselves with our face deep into it, a leather jacket, wearing a leather jacket, who's going to be single for the holidays? Not us, girls. So, hey, guys, sprinkle a little gasoline on you, and ladies, smear some lipstick all over you with some baby lotion between your legs. And I don't know what we're going to do with that damn roasted meat. I guess, well, I don't know. I'm not going to even answer that because I know I won't be putting no meat on my body. I got enough meat, and that's the 10-pounder, and I don't think I need to add no more pounds. So, Bruce, you tell me, lipstick on women and baby lotion, do that spark anything on you, you know, when a woman wears this?
Oh, yeah,
the smell?
Lotion, that's on the sparky, man. You know, baby lotion makes everything loose and loose, you know, and flesh.
It turns you on? Mm-hmm.
Baby lotion?
Wow.
Yeah, not no damn lipstick. Like that. I mean, lipstick. I don't know about the smell of lipstick. I ain't never smelled lipstick. But as far as baby lotion is, you know, it's cool. Johnson's Baby's on, you know.
Johnson.
That works.
Rusty one of the women to wear that Johnson. Next time I'm at Bruce, I make sure I don't put on no Johnson Johnson baby lotion on this 1414 since I know that term, man. I don't want them following me. Thanks for telling us that, Bruce.
I don't know about all that. I mean, I like to eat meat, all types of meat. But I don't know about smelling like meat. That's like a whole different situation right there. I can't talk
right,
about it.
Because I don't know it because I'm looking at, like, I done cooked this roast, and then I'm supposed to put the juices on my neck and stuff and be like, baby, smell right here. I don't see that being a turn-on, but, hey, that's what they say. They said men like the smell of lipstick, baby lotion, and roasted meat. And women like the smell of gasoline on a man and leather. Well, that is all. FFF of the night. What you say, Bet?
I said, don't have nothing flammable around you.
You're right about that. He better not be trying to fire up no ooh-wee. Them fingers will be burnt up to crispy meat. Well, anyways, guys, that is our freaky fact of the night. And tonight, since I don't think we had a call-in just yet, we did, and the caller has dropped. She must have wanted the titty shirt. But guess who we're going to give that tit shirt to tonight? We're going to give that tit shirt to Original Steph. So he is the king of sex talk this week. And Tasha, we got you too. We got you too, girl. But Original Steph, you just won your free shirt, your tit shirt. So be expecting that. Well, guys, tonight will be a quick show. Like, again, I apologize for last Friday's show with Big Big. He will be back. But next week, when I tell y'all better be tuned in on next week, we got a guest that's going to not only keep you laughing. You've seen this man out in movies. You've seen, I'm not going to even tell you who it is. I'm just letting you know. We got a dick entertainer that's going to be visiting us on next Friday. So make sure you tune in. I thank y'all for being in the chat room tonight. I thank y'all for the call-ins. It doesn't matter. I thank y'all for the support. I thank the Bet for joining me. You just don't know. I look for a co-host, and I look for a co-host, and he was right up under my nose. He's like the perfect Global 14 member. I mean, he's a lifer. When I say original lifer, the Bet, as you know, Bruce, and I've been flipping up all night because I talked to Bruce like, hey, Bruce, hey, Brucey. The Bet, he will demand a show. So I think that he's going to be a perfect match. I appreciate you.
Come on the radio.
Thank you so much. And tonight, I want to tell you, let's keep sex talk number one. Remember, our goal is 5,000 by the end of the year. Thanks to Renita tonight also for helping us out. Thanks for the ghost that wanted to cut me off. Thank you, JD. I'm about to party with you in about 30 minutes. You just give me time to get there. I will be there in a few minutes. I'll post pictures later. But thanks to JD for giving us the platform to express ourselves. Thanks again to the... I'm going to take a lot of pictures. Oh, yeah, 10 pounds are going to be up in there. Thanks to the Vet Global 14 Radio crew, our listeners, Crush, you need to come back, girl. We miss you. Follow us on G14 Radio on Twitter, and also you can follow me at Chocolate Tiger 1 on Twitter and Chocolate Tiger on Global 14. Vet, where can they find you?
Follow me at Classic42LCL on Twitter and Classic42 on Global 14.
All right, guys, it's a wrap. I see y'all next Friday. Make sure you tune in.
Tune in, please.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah. You already know, yeah. I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in. And you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global 14. I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers. I see you, JD. You know we live the life. That's what it's gonna be. Get on that global14.com. Get on that global14.com. Gonna log in.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.